Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Friday, a mixture of sun and clouds. We'll have a high only around 28 degrees. Kenosha at this hour is at 17. It's up to 21 right now in Burlington. Milwaukee 16 and 17 degrees in Racine. Two apartments at 5543 Bird Avenue on the west side of Racine declared uninhabitable yesterday afternoon after a fire. First City crews on scene said there was heavy smoke and flames from the kitchen area in one of those apartments where most of the damage was found. Residents of those two units assisted by the management company with emergency shelter. Nobody got hurt. The investigator figured damage at $30,000. Last night around 6:30, Racine fire crews called to the Lincoln School Apartments at 1130 Carlisle Avenue. Captain Mark Villopando, the investigator on the case, said that a woman was sitting in her reclining chair and a magazine fell onto a candle she had on a metal tray on the floor next to her. That resident and at least one other were displaced, damage coming to an estimated $10,000. Before 1 o'clock this morning, a very small fire developed in a metal container by an oven for the Wendy's restaurant north of the Walmart on Durand Avenue in Mount Pleasant. It produced some smoke, but not much else, and it was out fairly quick. And then just after 3 this morning, South Shore fire crews sent out to the Artisan Assisted Living Complex on Brown Road. The report was there was smoke in the kitchen area, which is on the opposite side of where the residents live. Problem was handled by a single engine crew. $1.1 million in overpayments to recipients of public benefits identified during fraud investigations done by the Racine County Human Services Department last year. The department's fraud unit looked at 406 cases of suspected fraud. That is a nearly 40% increase from the previous year. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave saying the investigations centered on a couple of issues. While they are critical to the effort, he said, to prevent the fraudulent assistance and release of benefits.
I think showing our public that the integrity of our public assistance programs are really important to us. I think they can have an easier mind at saying that the county is doing whatever we can to make sure that tax dollars' money is spent as efficiently as possible.
And he's hoping that those who apply for benefits will take heed of this. In addition to the $1.1 million in overpayment claims, the investigations saved the taxpayers more than $121,000. It resulted in 4 cases being prosecuted, getting 3 convictions, 46 citations issued, 45 sanctions, barring recipients from receiving benefits for a specific period of time. 32-year-old Jessica Collier is from Racine. She's facing a charge of theft in a business setting, accused of stealing more than $3,000 from her employer. She allegedly issued fake refunds to herself while working at the Papa Murphy's store in Caledonia between September of 2015 and March of 2016. The alleged thefts discovered during a corporate review of the store. Her initial court appearance is set for later this month. The Racine County Board's being asked later this month to approve a 5-year contract with Secure Technologies to provide the jail with phone service and video visitation, day reporting center, electronic monitoring, and a phone system for the juvenile detention center. Speaking with the Finance and Human Resources Committee, Sheriff's Captain Doug Waring said that Securus was the best of the 5 bids in terms of resources and providing phone rates to meet FCC recommendations, including a recovery rate.
They had lowered all the phone rates and got a court order to stay, but we're right at where they had suggested at that point. So Securus is offering to give us 16 cent per minute recovery rate. They can no longer give commissions on phone rates, so they're giving us a recovery rate.
And he said among the additional equipment Securus would provide with this new contract, restricted use programmable tablets for the inmates with only permitted apps. First reading of the new contract resolution with Securus, March the 14th. Final vote of the county board set for the 28th. And a Milwaukee man charged in Racine County with first-degree reckless homicide, accused of selling a woman from Racine the drugs that led to her death. 47-year-old Warren Whitehead scheduled a return to court next week for his preliminary hearing. The victim, 33 years old, found in her apartment not breathing, later died at Frederick Hospital. Investigators learned that the victim had been driven to Milwaukee to buy Xanax and methadone. Whitehead arrested after a search of his apartment. A new employee health and wellness clinic for Racine Unified, the city and the county, going to be locating to the former Curtin Medical Clinic building on Northwestern Avenue. School district bought it. New provider as well, HealthStat. City Administrator Tom Friedel telling the Finance Committee it was a joint request for a proposal and that adding Unified will benefit the city and the county under an expanded health and wellness program that will provide cost savings in the long run.
We've come to the conclusion that it is in our interest to have all three of us go together in one location, and it is in our best interest to move on to a new provider. We think that there are economies of scale that will help us. We will do better. We think that the clinic provider that we've chosen, HealthStat, a North Carolina firm, will be able to bring some new things and different ideas, because this is what their business is all about. This is what they do all across the country and specialize in bringing employee health clinics into a community.
He said the new arrangement will provide better service, better options. Cost breakdown would be proportional. On the county side, Human Resources Director Karen Galbraith told the Finance Committee, HealthStat will better promote increased utilization, also expand available services.
Some occupational health services. They're going to do our random drug testing, post-off for physicals, post-off for drug testing, and that's something that Wheaton wasn't able to accommodate for us in our current clinic. They're also going to be dispensing generic medications at the clinic, so that'll be at a much lower cost to the county. That we'll just be paying for those medications at cost.
She said the new deal includes HealthStat doing health risk assessments and follow-up visits. Racine School Board approved the joining the clinic before this. The council to vote next week. County Board later this month. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee recommends denial this week of yet another property tax assessment challenge. This time it's GRS Development for the building at 816 6th Street, which is right across the street from City Hall, former home to DaVita Dialysis. City Assessor Bill Bowers indicated the original $1.6 million assessment last year got reduced to just over $1 million based on a closer look at the place at the invitation of the owner. Said the owner, though, felt the reassessment was about twice what it ought to be, so an appeal was filed. That went to the Board of Review.
He thought it should be assessed for tax purposes at $500,000. Well, we assess at market value. There is no separate assessment for tax purpose. If building has a value in the market of $1 million, that's what the tax value is. So we think that the city assessment is correct and accurate, and that it's supported by the data that we had and additional data that we gathered based on the appeal. So we believe that this claim is not excessive.
Board of Review denial, as well as the Common Council that's expected next Tuesday, will mean the owner has to pay the assessment, but with the right to take the claim to circuit court with a lawsuit. The 2017 Kenosha Expo Health and Home Show taking place today and Saturday inside the Petretti Fieldhouse, UW Parkside Student Activity Center, 10 a.m., 4 p.m. both days. Expo featuring home improvement products, services, including demonstrations, community health fair by Aurora Healthcare, free health services and screenings. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Kenosha Area Chamber of Commerce Director Lou Molitor said after 26 years, this event has become sort of an icon, the goal, though, to always make it better.
We have a heavier concentration of home improvement vendors. So if you're really looking at windows or siding or roofing or yard landscape, we have a lot more vendors that deal with those type of businesses. So it might be a good time to come and get some pricing, ask for a deal. You never know. You can probably work out a pretty good deal there.
Between 5,000 and 6,000 people expected to attend over the 2 days. Again, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Petretti Fieldhouse at UW Parkside. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.